God. We just thank God for all of you that have come out today. Praise God. It's always a blessing to come into the house of the Lord. Always a blessing, especially on Communion Sunday. Communion Sunday is a great Sunday. Always. Every Sunday is a great Sunday, but when we get a chance to be obedient to the Lord and follow Him in baptism and communion, that's very special time. It should be in the life of a true believer.
Amen.
And I thank God. And I thank God for keeping us from this COVID. Mm-hmm. It is a real deal. It's not an aberration. It's not something that people have, conjured up. It's real. But God is real.
Amen.
Praise God. And I just pray God continue to cover all of us, to keep us, because as we have prayed for many years, you know, Lord, we're in the midst of danger seen and unseen. And that's true today. We are. But we know that wherever we go, the presence of the Lord is there. Amen. And I thank God, because we're in troubled times right now. Troubled times. Matthew 6th chapter, y'all. We're in troubled times, but we're trusting in the Lord. I'm saddened in a way, and then I'm encouraged in a way.
Amen.
I'm saddened to see our country come to such a point, but I'm glad, because the Bible is fulfilling itself.
Amen.
Everything the Lord said that was going to happen, it has to happen. And contrary to whatever a lot of people might think, we're on a downhill slope as far as things happening in this world. We're on an uphill slide as far as our spiritual growth is concerned. But this world affair situation won't get no better.
Amen.
Now, I'm going to just tell you that right now. It cannot. The Bible cannot fulfill itself if things get better. It's going to wax worse and worse. But I thank God. I thank God that the word of God is being fulfilled.
Amen.
And I followed politics a long time. I think what excited me about politics when Kennedy got killed, when he was assassinated, that really, you know, everybody was in, you know, like the Kennedy. That moved me to start doing a lot of research and a lot of studying about history and government. And that's been a while, y'all. And I read so many different books and things about government and just how the government run and some of the things that happen in the name of government all down through these years. I think God has given me a pretty good grasp on what's going on right now in our government. I guess I got about 2,000 books altogether in the baby. More than that, maybe. What you see behind me on my podcast is nothing compared to what I've got. That's chump change of a few books you see on that shelf. My garage. Don't they get a car in the garage? Because I got bookshelves around the garage, around the wall. In my man cave, where you see the seating area, I got two bookshelves around the wall, at least 2,000. So I'm what you call a junkie when it comes to reading, and it has always been reading and writing. Also, I guess I'll never forget. I guess I was about sixth grade, and we had to write essays. I like writing essays. Me and Rosie, we like that kind of stuff. We those kind of people. I know she is. And the teacher had us writing essays on something, not about sixth, seventh grade, something like that. And she wanted 3 pages. She specifically said 3 pages. I gave her 5. And she said, I'm going to give you an A for this, but I want you to know you're full of it. I thought it was a compliment. I went home and told Mama. The teacher gave me an A and told me I was full of it. And Mama said, you are. But that was no compliment. And what she explained, I don't care, the shock. But, you know, it's just the way I've always, I like doing research. I like reading. And I can see some of the things that are going on today is just fulfilling the word of God.
Amen.
It's prophecy being fulfilled. Praise God. But we thank God that we are not in the dark here at all. Like I said, I'm grieved because of our nation. I'm grieved because of the turmoil, but I'm encouraged because God's word is unfolding just like he said it would. Amen. Matthew 6 chapter. You need a Bible here this morning. Amen. Everybody need a Bible here. Matthew 6 chapter. And we're looking at verses 16 through 18. And praise God. Read thusly. Moreover, when you fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, and for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou fastest, anoint thine head, wash thy face, that thou appearest not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. And I want to add another scripture to that this morning, Mark 9. Look at Mark, the 9th chapter. We want to add one more scripture to that. Praise God, to just give it a little bit more clarity. Mark 9. And we're looking at verse 28 and 29. Mark 9, 28, 29. Read thusly, Jesus said, it says here, when he was come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, why could not we cast him out? And Jesus said unto them, this kind can come forth only by nothing but by prayer and fasting. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Father, we bless you today. Lord, we honor you. We love you, Lord. We give you the highest praise today, Father. Lord God, for being not only our creator, Lord, but being our Lord and our Savior. Father, thank you for your great salvation. Lord, we thank you for opening our blinded eyes, Lord, that we might see the truth and know the truth is a person, Jesus Christ, our Lord. We thank you for this knowledge, Lord. And Father God, thank you, Lord God, for forgiving us for our sins, for washing us and cleansing us, and Lord, recruiting us, bringing us into the family of God. Oh, we count it a blessing, Lord. What a privilege it is to be a child of God today. And we thank you for it right now. Oh, God, forgive us again, Lord. Cleanse us right now, Lord, on this Sunday, this Communion Sunday, Lord, especially at all times we need your cleansing. But Lord, this Communion Sunday, as we examine ourselves, Lord, we pray for the blood of Christ might wash us and cleanse us in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, send your anointing today. Speak to our hearts, Lord. Give us clarity. Give us knowledge. Give us what we need, Lord, in order to grow stronger in you. And Lord God, we give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody says, amen. We want to speak from these words this morning. Fasting for power over demonic spirits. Fasting for power over demonic spirits. And let me say this first of all, that this is a wide subject here, fasting, just fasting in general. And, you know, we can't cover, you know, every aspect of fasting. We're not going to try. And that's why I'm kind of zeroing in on the power that we need. People fasted for various reasons in the Bible. I mean, legitimately so. And but we want to concentrate because of where we are right now. Amen. In this world, this cloud of demonic spirit that's over this country here right now, there is a cloud of demonic spirit, and we need power.
Yes, sir.
We need God's power to continue to do God's work.
Amen.
In the midst of it, because God's work don't stop. Simply because the demons have got busy, and they have gotten busy right now. It does not negate the fact that we are called to do a work for God. And I'm not going to let nothing and nobody stop me. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. So we're not going to get into these 16 and 18. We're not going to get deeply into those verses today simply because I want to concentrate a little bit more. But what I'm going to do, Lord, well, what, you know, thank you, Miss Pat. God bless you. It's hard to even get it out sometimes, to say what God put on your heart. But what I'm going to do, the Lord, you know, and every time I get through a podcast, y'all don't know how much prayer and how much time I had to put into a podcast just to meditate and make sure I say what God says.
Amen.
And it's work. It's work, y'all.
Amen.
And I said already, when I got through with this last one, I said, well, Lord, you'll let me breathe a little bit this week, won't you? And because I didn't get no answer about that, you know, God, no, you know. But then this subject came up that we've been dealing with. We've been in this series for a while, right? But I can't cover all of this in one session. So what I'm going to do, this is going to be basically a part one of the fasting for power. And then this week on the podcast, you're going to have to go there to catch part two, part three, and part four, okay? So God going to make me work again this week. And, you know, when you can't get a breather sometime, can you? But we got to do what God put on our heart. So we're going to just kind of touch it today, hopefully a little bit, and then we'll move on to probably Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I'm praying that might be the days. Amen. Okay, but we've been dealing with this sixth chapter, and if you just look back up at two there, look back at verse two there of chapter six there, you find these words here. Praise God. When you do alms, look at it now. You need to look at it. 6 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
When you do alms, y'all see that? Huh? And then go to 6 and 5 there. Move on down to 6 and 5. When you pray. Is that what Jesus said? Well, what he says in 6:16. When you fast. Not if. Not if. Every believer ought to be doing alms. Showing kindness. Helping others. That's not something you do if you want to do it. Jesus said, when, not if, when you are moved upon to help somebody, huh? When you're moved upon to pray, huh? When you're moved upon to fast. In other words, it's a word, it's a commandment from God. It's not something that, and we don't do enough of it. Am I right about that? We don't give enough. We don't pray enough. And sure enough, we don't fast enough.
Amen.
Amen. But in these days that we live in now, you're going to have to push that plate away. Huh? We are in a spiritual warfare like never before, and it's not going to get no better. Some of the things that's going to unfold this year and next year, it's going to be beyond comprehension. Believe me. And we're going to have to start fasting. And not just fasting, but fasting and praying. A lot of prayer. That's just to keep your sanity almost. Keep you from getting engrossed, you know, captured and mesmerized on television. Look at all this junk. Don't look at that stuff. Don't you look at that stuff. Don't look at that junk. Don't you get, you gonna go crazy? Huh? You better find something pleasant to look and listen to. Am I right about that? God said, don't look at it. He told me, don't look at it. You keep your eyes on me. Keep your eyes on me because I'll keep you in perfect peace if you keep your mind set on me. Amen. Praise God. The enemy, he's busy, y'all. He's working hard. Amen?
Amen.
But now, fasting is commanded to us by the Lord himself. Look at Matthew 9. Go to Matthew 9. Just look at that. Matthew 9. Get a bit more clarity on the commandment part of it. Matthew 9, and we'll look at 14. Matthew 9, and we're going to look at 14 and 15. Matthew 9, 14 and 15. It says, then came to him the disciples of John, came to Christ, said, why do we and the Pharisees, the church folks, fast often, but thy disciples, Lord, they don't fast at all, he says. And Jesus said unto them, can the children of the bride chamber mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them?
But the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken away from them, and then shall they fast in those days. Huh? Jesus said, while I'm here, ain't nothing to be unhappy about. I got you. I meet every need of my people. My people have nothing to worry about as long as I'm with them. But I will be departed. And they won't see me no more as they see me right now. Huh? In that day, they will have to. We have to fast. And I'm the first to admit that I don't fast as much as I should. And then sometimes I have fasted many times and I didn't fast from the biblical standpoint. See, there's a right way to fast. And that's the wrong way to fast. Just fasting to be fasting. You ain't got no reason. It ain't nothing you asking God for. I do it on Monday like the Muslim do it. That ain't no biblical fast. Just because you got it on your calendar set up for every third Saturday. When you fast before God, you need to have something in particular that you're asking God for. David fasted because his baby was at death door. That illegitimate baby that he had gotten, that baby, God had struck that baby with judgment, and David went into a fast until God told him, it ain't going to help you none to fast. I told you that I was going to punish you for what you done. Huh? Praise God. Nineveh. Well, Jonah jumped down to Nineveh and told him, said, God, go kill all y'all heathens in here. And them brother went into a fast. Said, Lord, boy, help us, Lord. So when you fast, you ought to be fasting for what? A purpose. There ought to be a purpose in our fasting. In other words, or in the exercise of spirituality. It got to be something you want God to do for you. And not something you just put it on the calendar as a day to fast. Oh, y'all don't hear me, do you? Oh, a lot of people do that. In other words, there is a right way to fast. And there's a wrong way to fast. And the Pharisees had it down pat, y'all. This wrong way. The wrong way, is that right? But it's commanded by the Lord that we fast. How many of y'all got that all together? Praise God. But now, they disfigured their faces. Is that what it said? Going back up to 6 there, Matthew 6 and 16. When you fast, don't do like the Pharisees. Okay. What do they do, Lord? They want you to see them. What's wrong with you, honey? Oh, I'm fasting today. You know I'm asking God for something. You want everybody to see it, don't you? Huh? Instead of letting it be between you and God. He's the only one can give you what you want anyhow. So put all the attention on him. Let your focus be toward him and not trying to impress people. Oh, you know, honey. Yeah, I'm fasting today. But you're not impressing God. That's the wrong way to fast. To be seen, to exhort self, to bring attention to yourself. See how much God dealing with self here, y'all? See, and that's a problem. That's a major problem with humankind, period, is that we have a tendency to worship ourselves. We're going to make everything about me. And it ain't about you. You're just one little rock in the But we make a lot of things about ourselves. The right way. But what is the right way to fast? The Bible says we fast as unto the Lord. Is that right? Huh? And in other words, we let him know that we're fasting. Let it be between you and God. You are petitioning God for whether it's strength, and we need strength today. Believe me when I tell you, you're going to need strength today, especially those of us that are true 24-hour believers. I'm talking about two. Not church folks now. I make a difference between church folks and true believers. True believers are going to need to fast because there are demonic powers turned loose in America, in the world today, like you have never, never seen before.
Amen. Glory to God.
Therefore, we're going to have to push that plate
away. Mm-hmm. And let our petition be made known unto Father. Not to men, not to the Father. Mm-hmm. I won't stay in power. I want God to give me staying power where I can keep on saying what God says. Because the heat going to be on us, y'all. I wouldn't tell you nothing wrong. The devil is going to jump on. He's going to try his best. But I'm not worried, though. God didn't bring me this far. God has not brought me this far. You cannot put a muzzle on my mouth. God promised me. God promised me long 40 some years ago. If I would be true to his word, preach his word. And when I first started to, get excited about God when I first got saved, and I was in Atlanta, Georgia then. Me and Doris over in Atlanta there, at the outline, and praise God, them young guys over there, God gave me opportunity to share with them, and me and Doris, we witnessed with them guys, prayed with them, and, everybody, they started looking for me, just so I could talk to them about the word of God, and, one guy said, they told me you was a tall, slender guy, and you had a book in your back pocket. Always had a book in my back pocket. Some kind of book rolled up because I was constantly reading something all the time, And but I thank God that he started me out boldly witnessing and sharing. That's the way I started out on this journey. Huh? And I'm not about to stop right now. Praise God. I'm going to share, but the heat is going to be on. I want y'all to understand this here. We don't have the spirit of fear, though.
Hallelujah.
Huh? We're not fear. I'm not afraid to die.
Amen.
Just when it happened, y'all get it over with quick, about, I can tell you. And going back to work. Going back to doing what you got to do. Just don't drag it out, man. Don't drag it out, because I'm sitting in my Father's lap. Yes, sir. Amen. But now, throughout the Bible, though, people fasted for many reasons, though. Many different. Some are wrong, some are right. But when we fast, we got to realize that fasting is abstaining from food.
Amen.
That's basically what it is now, food. Because we don't add a lot of other things to it, which could be good. Because whatever it is in your flesh.
All right.
See, mostly it's food, though.
Amen.
Fasting is abstaining from food. Huh? Not drink, not water now. That wasn't included. We have included it, and you may be led to include, but food was the main thing that people abstained from in the Bible when they called it a fast. Just food, amen? But now, since we're dealing with fasting for power, and the door that the devil likes to come through is through your flesh. Your body, you got to have that thing under control. You got to control it when it comes to food, huh? The medicine you put in you that gets you all doped up and sometime open a door where y'all learned what the word pharmacy, what all that, y'all learned what that mean yet? Yeah. What it mean, y'all? Sorcery. Okay, so for you, a lot of medicine. Sometimes you open a door. You need to pray before you take anything. Huh? We don't advocate you stop taking your medicine down. That might be where you are, and you can't get no closer to the Lord than that. But medicine sometimes can too much of everything. Too much sex. That means you're out of control. If that's all your body's good for is sex, you're out of control. And the devil loves an out of control body. You ain't got no constraints on it. It's just wide open. Sometimes you got to fast in a lot more than just food, y'all. Am I right about that? But fasting, basically, it was about food. Let's keep that straight there, okay? Pharisees added a lot of other things. Huh? The Muslims add a lot of other things. The Hindus add a lot of other things to their fasting. But basically, biblical definition is abstaining from food. Huh? Because of the spiritual benefit it has as far as your body is concerned. Because when the devil attacked you, he'll come at your body.
Amen.
That's what he wants. He can't get to my spirit. He can't get to my soul until he gets through my body. That's the gate. That's the gate. That's the door right there. If I keep under my body. Oh, y'all don't hear me. Go to Mark 9 there. Go to Mark 9. Can y'all stay with me a minute?
Amen.
Praise God. Look at Mark 9 there. And let's open it up a little bit here. Praise God. Mark 9. Is God good to you?
Amen.
Praise God. We thank God for Jesus. Look at Mark 9, 14 there. Just look at the 14 there. I'm going to go back up to 14. It said when he came. Y'all got it? When he came to his disciples, he saw a great multitude about them, scribes questioning them, and straightway all the people, when they beheld him, were greatly amazed and started running to him, and they saluted the Lord. And he asked the scribe, why are you questioning my people? One of the multitude answered, said, Master, I brought unto thee my son. He hath a dumb spirit. I think Luke said, called him a lunatic, I think it was, didn't he? And wherever he taking him, he tears him. He formed, he gnashed it with his teeth, he pounded away. I spake to thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. And he answered them and said, O faithless. Somebody said, faithless. Faithless generation. How long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. And they brought him unto him, and when he saw him straightway, the spirit just saw Jesus. He ain't said nothing to him yet. We got to be strong in the Lord. The devil know you. They know your level of spirituality. They know whether you're kindergarten spiritually or whether you are high school or college or PhD. They know there is a level of spirituality. We're not on the same level. When we're saved, we all get the same measure of faith. But now what you did with your peace that God gave you, I don't know. But I've grown, minds have grown, my minds are turning into a monster. And the devil know it too. Huh? Now he ain't afraid of nobody now. I don't think the devil afraid of him. He wasn't afraid of Jesus. But you can get a little bit more respect if your faith has grown. He won't throw everything at you. He know you're going to just swat it off like we're playing badminton. He know that. But some of us, our faith hadn't grown a lick. No, but God gave every one of us a measure. The same measure, all of us. God is fair. God, he didn't love, he know more than you, and he gave me the same thing he gave you. But the question is, what did you do with what God gave you? I built on my faith coming by hearing. Hearing by what? I pray. My faith has gotten stronger.
Amen.
What about you?
Amen.
What about you? He said, he answered him. Look at 19 again. 19. He answered him and said, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long, Jesus said, I'll suffer you? Bring the boy to me. Huh? He brought him to Jesus. And when he saw him straightway, the spirit began to tear him. Oh, he was dominated. See, look at, here's the coy and the slyness of the devil. This boy was possessed totally 24 hours a day.
Amen.
Now, the devil, this was a monster he had in him. Now, all of them don't take over your life completely.
All right.
They just give you a little bipolar. Well, sometimes you're crazy and sometimes you ain't crazy. Sometimes you are a normal person and sometimes you wonder what he ate. What happened to him? He goes in and he goes out. See, that's one of them young devils, them little weak devils. They don't just, you know, take over you completely. But this boy here, he couldn't get a break. Huh? It was now all situations are not demon situations. Now, I'm not seeing a demon under every bush. Y'all understand what I'm saying? It ain't demon everywhere. You smoking a cigarette, you got a demon in you. No, it ain't all that, y'all. Y'all understand what I'm saying? But a lot of it is. A lot of stuff we see today, the mental problem that people have, the physical problems, some of this sickness, that you see in people today are demonic. Not all of it. I said not all of it. But a great majority of it was brought and put on you by demons. And it takes the power of God. Nothing but the power of God. Oh, y'all don't hear that. Now, a saved person can't be demon possessed. Let me say that right now. If Jesus is in me, he ain't gonna allow no demon to possess. You can't serve but one master. Now, y'all know what I'm saying? If I'm saved, can't no demon rule me. It ain't possible. Huh? He can try to come in and build a bird nest at my house. But the Lord ain't gonna even let him build a bird nest there. He ain't gonna be skipping in and skipping out. But everybody ain't saved though. We know people in our family, probably all of us. We watched them struggle with mental problems, all kinds of problems. And the doctor, the psychiatrist, all the rest of them, you know, they want to medicate the demon.
All right.
A drunk demon. Ain't nothing worse than a drunk demon. You done medicated him and got him so medicated. He's still there, but he's just drunk now. I mean, y'all understand what I'm saying. But look what it says there. They brought him to verse 20. They brought him unto him, and when he saw him, straightway the spirit tear him and fell. He fell on the ground, and the young boy wallowing and foaming. Is that right? And Jesus asked his father, How long is it ago since this came upon him? And he said, of a child. Huh? Now, what has a child done? Oh, boy, y'all, this is heavy here, y'all. This is heavy. What has a child done? It ain't about what he done to bring this on him. Huh? This is something that got on him as a child. And that's why I tell people, be careful where your children are at. Leaving them at this house, leaving them at that house. They over here, they over yonder. Getting rid of these kids. Go stay with somebody so-and-so tonight. Go. You better be careful. I thank God I had a mama that didn't want me to stay at nobody's house. Mama wasn't particular about me being nowhere. Not that she understood demonology. She didn't understand that, but she just didn't want me in everybody's house. You don't know what's happening. How do a young boy pick up a demon spirit? His behavior isn't of such that he has brought this on him. How did this transfer? How did this spirit get on a young boy? Transferred. Transferred. From one witch. This kind. All demons ain't the same kind. This kind. Now, I give you power. I gave y'all power. I sent 70 of y'all out, and I gave you power. You came back and said, Lord, but the demons are falling everywhere. Every time we lay hands, every time we say something in the name of Jesus, demons are falling. But that was the junior league.
Lord,
that was the junior league. Varsity team. They had enough power to deal with the varsity team. Them the young demons, they had enough power to, and they were falling everywhere. But Jesus said, this kind. This is a real man you're dealing with here. This is a warlord. This is a real witch here. Real demons. See, all kind of demon spirits in the world. This one that's settled over America right now. When Jesus was about to go to the cross, all the enemies, the church enemies of Christ, the Roman enemies, and all the rest of the enemies, they all came together. They may have been enemies to each other.
All right.
Glory to God. But in a common evil.
Jesus.
They all came together.
Yep.
to crucify him.
Hallelujah.
Hmm?
Thank you, Jesus.
The Muslims have come together
all right.
With the government. The Christians have gotten together with the government today. The church folks have joined in with the Muslims. They're hugging the Muslims now. Everybody's together coming against the Lord, coming against morality, holiness, living holy, that which built this country, morality. They're all buddies now. Black Lives Matter, all of them. That's the whole group. What they happy? Oh, y'all gonna help me with this? What a phenomenon it is. Jesus called it the wide road. It's a wide road in many, many. A lot of them, they own that wine. All of them, they rejoice. They're having fun. The church folks dancing with the prostitute. The prostitutes with the drug dealer. They all saying the same thing. They all on the same page.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
What a phenomenal. When evil comes together against the Christ. And that's what it is, y'all. It's against good and it's good and evil.
Yeah.
Hmm?
Praise God.
We're going to need to fast and pray.
Hallelujah.
Hmm? Look on down. I'll give you a little bit more of that and we're going. Can we get a little bit more of that? And look at 21. Go back to 21 again. And he asked his father, how long ago since this came on him? And he said, I'm a child. Oft time they cast him in the fire. In time in the water to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, Lord, if you can do anything, have compassion on us. Help us, Lord. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst, what?
Believe.
Is it we back to faith? Huh? Do we need faith, y'all?
Yes, sir.
Huh? As I said, we are not on the same level. Your faith may not be where mine is. Huh? But one thing I tell you, the demon know what you got. They know what. They know who to come and get up in whose face. They know that much. They know whether you got faith that will move the mountain.
Amen.
Huh? They know that, y'all. Look at. It said, all time it cast him into fire, into the water, destroy him. But if thou can do anything, have compassion. Jesus said, if thou can believe, all things are possible to him that believe. Straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, Lord. I believe, Lord. I believe. Please help my unbelief. He said, I believe, but I know my belief ain't what it ought to be. I have faith, but I know my faith ain't what it ought to be. Lord, I need you to help me. See, we need to fast to get more faith.
Amen.
We need to push the plate away and say, Lord, this is what I need. I need more faith so I can stand. And when I've done all, I can what? Still stand. In the midst, when all this mess is going on around me, I can still, I shall not be moved. I can stand. Huh? When Jesus, verse 25, when Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked that foul spirit. Huh? Now, this is top of the line demon spirit here, y'all. He's been in this boy since he was a kid. Y'all don't, I know a lot of y'all don't believe in demons. The devil loves y'all too.
Amen.
The devil loves people that don't believe in demons. He really do love people that don't believe there's such a thing as a demon. Huh? They're all around us.
Amen.
They're all around us. They're in our families. Yeah. Some of our family members are carriers.
Amen.
Huh? Not altogether possessed like this.
Amen.
But they are there.
Amen.
Oh, yes. Yes, they are. Huh? When Jesus saw the people come running together, he rebuked that foul spirit, saying to him, thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more. Spirit cried, ran him, so came out of him, and he was like he was a dead man, and so much the men thought he was already dead. They said, he dead. But Jesus took him by the hand, lifted him up, and rose. And when he was come to the house, his disciples asked him privately, why could not? Lord, why couldn't we do that? And the answer is simple, ain't it? This kind will not come forth by nothing but prayer and fasting, pushing your plate away, man don't live by bread alone. See, you know, my wife is here. She'll tell you. I eat to live. I don't live to eat. I'm not fascinated with no food. Huh? She can serve me the same thing 2 weeks. Black-eyed peas, whatever else on the plate. I'm looking at the same thing for 2 weeks. Don't bother me. I really got to take time to eat because I'm busy. I'm studying. I ain't got time to do none of that. Huh? Sometimes I got to quit what I'm doing, which is more important than eating to me. But some of you, your God is your belly. You're controlled by your belly, your appetites. You can't be a spiritual giant when you're controlled by your body, whether it's food, whether it's drugs, whether it's sex, whatever it is. If any of these things got you under control, you cannot grow spiritually. You cannot be no spiritual giant. Plus, you're opening the door for the demonic spirits. Sensuality is where they like to hang. Am I right about that? Praise God. This kind come forward by nothing but what? Fasting and prayer. So we learned that there's different levels of faith, right? We don't all have the same level of faith. But that ought to concern us. Because the demons respect strong faith. The demons respect that, and they do know. Paul, I know. Yes. Glory to God. Jesus, I know. Stephen, I know. I know these giants in the Lord. But who are you, kindergarten student, up in my face? Who is you trying to exercise me? That was the demons embarrassed that fellow, didn't he? And they'll embarrass you. You try to tackle one of them. Calling on Jesus' name. You don't even have enough power to burst a balloon. And you evict a demon out of somebody? Oh, come on, y'all gonna help me with this here. This kind, see, there are different levels of faith. We got to understand that. We all get the same measure when we're saved. But what have you done with yours? You hid it? Or you built it? You're stronger. Look back at your life. Are you stronger now than last year? They told me when I started working at that big old building over there by myself. James, so I told me that. Something patted me on my behind in this building late one night. Down in the basement, it's deep in the ground in that big old building. Got a big old vault down there, all kind of stuff down there. He said, I don't go down there. I don't work this shift. I don't do that shift. Because something patted me on my behind. And he said, you all right with that? I said, I'm all right with that. I don't think he'll be patting me on my behind. Whatever it is, whoever it is down here. Huh? I believe spirits hover in places too. Not just bodies, but there are certain locale and places that they will hover there and they will remain there. That's right. I know that's true. But I told them, I'm not afraid. They know me. If they come at me, I'm going to pull my Jesus Glock out. I said, my Jesus Glock, y'all. Y'all help me with this here. Huh? I'm going to pull Jesus out quick. That's why I'm Jesus. Because I don't have, they know that. Why? They watch me all night while I'm studying and praying and singing and all through the building they're singing gospel songs, praising God. They already know what the soul score is. But there are different levels of faith. There are different kinds of demons. Oh, but what we have in America right now, the big guns, y'all. The big guns. The media, everybody done jumping. You got all these people to come together. I ain't never seen a coalition of evil to come together like this in all my life. Media, the billionaires, millionaires, all of them, the Muslims, and we left England to come to America to get away from all those people, and now they all done come back over here. Amen. The pilgrims and the, praise God, the Puritans, they left a country, come to America, so they can have freedom of worship. Leave the Muslims over there that was killing everybody. Leave that high church mess over there in England. And come here and look and try their best to keep it like that without the demon power. And look what we have now in 2021. All of them come together now. They all back here to America to destroy. To destroy America. Why? Because America was formed by God. No doubt. No doubt. God formed this country. They left persecution to come to here to worship in freedom. And now they fixing to put the clamp on our mouths now again. We back to the point where they threatening us for saying what God says. And church folks helped them. You church folks help them to put this muzzle back on our mouths again. Demon power is at work. Am I right about that? Praise God. Over two-thirds is probably church folks. They've been about this delusion. Demon power working with these people. You can't talk. You try to talk to them and try to reason with them. Their eyes turn red. And they call evil good and good evil. They say the same thing like they're in a chant, like they're going through a ritual or something. I've seen it, y'all. I've looked at them. It's demonic. It's purely demonic. But that's why we got to fast and pray. God called them upon his church today, as never before, to fast and pray. Push that plate away. And ask God for power. Ask God for more faith.
Amen.
Oh, y'all don't hear me today. Turn to 1 Corinthians 9. Praise God. Praise God. It's a fact, y'all. There are different levels of faith. There are different kinds of demons.
Amen.
But what is hovering over America today is a monster. Got church folks going crazy, forming at the mouth. Church folks. Against truth.
Amen.
Truth is a person, right? That's Jesus Christ. That's what they're farming against. They have come together. The Muslims hugging each other. The communists hugging each other. Red China is having a party over there. I never seen the like. I never seen anything like it. And I've seen a lot, y'all. But this is demonic. In America today. But thank God, great is he that is in us.
Hallelujah.
Than he that is in the world. I'm not afraid. I don't want the saved people to be afraid.
Hallelujah.
Because greater is he that's in us. The Lord is going to take care of us.
Hallelujah.
I'm not afraid of dying. I'm not going to stop saying what God says.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
I may intensify it. But I'm going to try to be led of the Lord, y'all. I have to ask God to restrain me. I really do. Don't let me say too much, too quick. Let me be cordial and led in my, but I'm like a cock gun in a way. Y'all know that, don't you? But I'm asking God to restrain, help me to just be led by the Spirit, because everything got to be done in love. Am I right about that? What I said, 1 Corinthians 9? Look at 1 Corinthians 9. He, Paul said there, 27 there, 9:27. He said, I keep under my body. Is that what he said? I keep under my body. I bring it in subjection, lest by any means when I preach to others, I myself should be a what? I keep under my body. I'm particular about my body. And because I know it's an entrance point. is where the devil going to come. He can't get to my spirit. See, I'm spirit, body, and soul. I'm soul, body, mind, spirit. How many of y'all understand? But now he got to come through the gate here. And how you keep this gate here, you can open it wide for him. Huh? And that's why I ain't sold on this vaccine stuff. I mean, I really ain't sold on it. Number one, I don't trust him, number one. I don't know what you're trying to do with my body. I don't know what you're trying to do with my body. I know demons want to come through my body. I don't know what you're trying to give me. I don't trust you, government. I just don't trust you. I trust the Lord. Well, preacher, what if you die? Die I may. You think I'm afraid of that? No, I'm not, Melvin. Huh?
Yes, sir.
If God don't keep the house, what the Bible says? If the Lord don't keep the house, they labor in what? If God don't keep you, can't COVID or vaccine, ain't nothing can keep you. My trust is in God. But I know there's demonic spirits like we've never seen before in America. And they're looking. What I see in a lot of church folk, it just scares me, though. I'm going to be honest with you. Go to Deuteronomy. Quick, y'all. Come on. I'm going to be through in a minute. I know I'm dragging it out here. Thank you, Miss Pat. God bless you, darling. God bless you. But, you know, I'm concerned that we need to be prepared for what we're up against here. This kind come forth only by prayer. Is that what Jesus said? This monster. Defying the Almighty God, trying to get in the seat where he want to sit in God's seat. And church folks helping him. Darn the thing I ever done seen in my life. But it's a strong delusion. God has sent a strong delusion upon them. All they can call good is evil and evil is good. They're in a trance. They hypnotized, mesmerized by that spirit. It got them, Melvin. God knows it's scary almost to see him like that. Some guy said, the end of that prayer. Y'all heard the end of the prayer of the preacher over there and somewhere. Amen and a woman. Close out a prayer with amen and a woman. Y'all ain't heard that? A preacher in D.C. at the podium up there praying, opening up the session, and he closed it out with amen and a woman. Politically correct. Who are you trying to please? Who are they trying to please, Melvin? Oh, y'all don't hear me, do you? And I just happened to put it over on my podcast. I put it on my podcast. I just skipped it over on Facebook on my podcast. Well, all he said was amen. What about the A woman part? What about in the name of Jesus? I'll sell it for in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen and a woman. And he's leading people. He's leading people closer to the Lord, he says. What I said, Deuteronomy. Come on, I'm going to be through in a minute. Come on, y'all, stay with me a minute here. Praise God. Deuteronomy 6. Did I say that? 6. Okay, look at Deuteronomy 6 now. Praise God. Deuteronomy 6. Now, God warned his people about leaving doors open. Doors that will attract these spirits.
Amen.
God warned them over and over again in the Old Testament. And through your body, through your stomach, that's why fasting is so important. You just bringing that. Baby, how long have you married? 40. How many times have I ever woke up at night to go get something to eat? God, how much? Well, yeah, who did that? Me get out of my bed? Stomach, you better shut up. Ain't that train you better than that? You me get up out of my bed at night. You get, oh, y'all. Because no, none of y'all do that, though. I know that. Look at Deuteronomy 6 and 10. Y'all going to say, wait a minute. 10 that the Lord said, it shall be when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee into the land which he sware unto thy father Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give thee great and goodly cities which you did not build, houses full of good things which you didn't fill, wells dig, you didn't dig them, vineyards and olive trees which thou planted not, when thou shalt have eaten and gotten full. Oh boy, sometimes we get too full. We're too full, too content. Then beware, lest thou forget the Lord, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Be careful, huh? When you're so full, you're so relaxed. You're too relaxed. You're supposed to be, God, are we pilgrims here? Is this not our home, is it? Are we traveling through this place? Aren't you supposed to be on guard? Don't you know the prince of this world is the devil? Well, you laid back like a fat cat, like you at home, ain't you? Just red old fat with it. You're too full. You're too fat. You forget God. You're forgetting where you at. We're soldiers in the army of the Lord. Don't can't get too fast. I got to make sure I keep this thing under control. Why? Because this is the entrance point. This is where the evil's going to come through. Trying to get to my spirit and get to my soul, Amos. He's trying to get upstairs, but he's got to pass through here. Huh? And if I fast and pray, I'm going to be sharper. It makes me sharper. I'm most sensitive. I am. When I fast, I'm most sensitive to what's happening around me. Huh? But when I'm too full, maybe. Y'all help me with this here. Huh? We want to be alert. We're in the enemy's territory. We push the plate away. You ain't gonna die. 3 days of fasting ain't gonna kill you. You may think it gonna kill you. But most of us know after that third day, you smooth off. If you can get past 3 days, you don't even think about it no more. Huh? But the first 3 days, you've been on an airplane, ain't you? The turbulence getting. I mean, understand what I'm saying. Oh, God, that third day or so looked like you're going to fall apart. Then all of a sudden it smooths out. And now you want to go 5 more days now. Huh? But your spiritual senses are sharpened on. That's the advantage. Spiritually, you enter another dimension. Have to deal with it. Give me Deuteronomy 8. I'm going to be through, y'all. I'm going to be through. Deuteronomy 8. God bless, Lord. God bless. God is good. Amen. Deuteronomy 8. Look at 10 now. 8 and 10. Praise God. 8 and 10. He says again, when thou hast eaten and are full. When God says something twice, I pay attention to it. He just told him in the 6th chapter. Then he turned around. God repeated again. When thou hast eaten and are full, then thou shalt what? Bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he hath given thee. Beware. Thou forget not the Lord thy God in not keeping the commandments, his judgments, statutes, which I command thee this day, lest when thou hast eaten and art full, hast built goodly houses, dwelt therein, when thy herd and thy flock multiply, thy silver, thy gold multiply, all that thou hast multiply, then thine heart be lifted up, and you forget the Lord thy God. Is that right? Huh? See, that's the danger. That's why we're going to fast that way. We're going to pray and ask God. See, and I don't, you got to be led of the Lord. Now, some churches, some pastors put all their people on the fast. I've seen them do that. They'll tell everybody, I want y'all to fast on such and such a day. But see, fasting is an individual thing first. Huh? And I'm not for a whole lot of, you know, telling everybody when they got to fast, because you need to have a need in your life that you're fasting about. Amen. Not simply because the pastor told you. Huh? It'll be something in particular you want God to do in your life of a spiritual nature. Now, don't be fasting getting on a new car now. Don't be asking God to give you no new car. I'm fasting so I can get me a new car. How many know that ain't the will of God? That's wrong. Give me Job 23. I'm going to be through in just a minute. Praise God. Give me Job 23 there. Praise God. We need to fast for the right reasons, though. I'm fasting because I want spiritual strength. I want God to help me. I want to grow stronger, especially in the days we living in right now. I'm going to tell you something. When I'm in a spiritual situation, and because I'm not a fearful person, I'm just not a fearful person, period. And usually when I'm in a situation that something evil is around me, my flesh starts crawling on me. I get a chill or something, like somebody passed by me with a wave or something. I feel a chill or something. It's something ain't right here. But when you fast, you're able to pick up. You're able to pick up on the spiritual things, the negative things, and the positive things. That's all around you when you fast. That's the advantage. And that's why God called him for. Look at Job 23, 11, y'all. Come on, stay with me. I'm gonna run through it here. Praise God. God is good, though. Ain't God good? Well, he said, I give you power to tread on serpent. Nothing shall hurt you or harm you. Praise God. If God be for me. Oh, yes, yes. Job 23, 11 and 12. Job said, my foot hath held his step. Y'all see that? His ways I kept and not declined. Neither have I gone back from his commandments of his lips. I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my what? He knew the key. That's a key. That's a nugget there, y'all. See, a lot of us eat too much. Guy, if you what you going to eat for Christmas? Y'all done did it up, ain't you? I told me you're a hot dog, man. About all that was a hot dog, too. Ain't no problem with me. Y'all help me with this here. And didn't really need that. Need to get rid of some of that in there, don't I? Huh? Come on, let me give you another script. Give me 1 Peter 5. I'm just about through now. We're going to get ready to go to the table. Is God good today? Yes. Praise God. God calling us to individually look and assess our situation. Do you need spiritual strength today? Yes. With what we're going to have to deal with in the coming years, we're going to need help, y'all. This kind, Jesus said, come forth only by fasting and praying. You got to put them together. I know you've been praying all the time. We pray all the time. But sometimes praying ain't enough. Amen. Sometimes just praying ain't enough. You got to push the plate away. Huh? Shut the doors where the devil can't. Oh, y'all don't hear me today. 1 Peter 5. Look at 1 Peter 5 and 8 there. He says, be sober. You know what Peter says? 5 and 8. Be sober. Be what? Vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, has a what? You mean we got an enemy around here? You're not at home. This ain't heaven.
Glory to God.
Do you realize this ain't heaven? You are not light. Not if you're a true Christian. Did they like Christ? They're not going to like us. Come on, brothers and sisters. Listen to me. They're going to hate us. They do hate us. And we're no threat to society. We are a blessing to the society. But they are not a blessing. Huh? What he says there, whom resist steadfast. In the what? In what? How you resist it now? In what? You mean you got your faith need to be strengthened on it? If you ain't fasting for no other reason, it ought to be so the Lord can build your faith up. Because some of us are just too afraidy cats. We're just too afraid. And God ain't given us a spirit of fear. Knowing that the same affliction accompanies your brethren which are what? You know what? Give me John 4 quickly here. Go to John 4. We're just about through. We're coming to the end here. John 4. Praise God. We must fast as children of God. These are not the same days, brothers. What I've seen coming here in this United States, what I've seen If I wasn't saved, I'd be afraid. I'd be afraid. Because those same people that think they're going to benefit from this, they're going to find out. The communists don't love nobody. The same ones that on their side when the chips fall. Y'all help you with it, huh? Praise God. John 4 and 31 there it says, In the meanwhile his disciple prayed him, said, Master, eat. You know what he said? He said to them, I have meat to eat. Good Lord Almighty.
Ooh.
See, when you get ready, see, Christ had a mission, didn't he? He had a mission. Just think what he was up against. All these demonic powers, he was going to cast these powers out. He was going to bring separate. He had to be ready. Huh? And you can't be ready when you're too full, y'all. You can't be ready. You got to be a lean machine. Come on, y'all help me with this here. Oh, God. He said, therefore, said the disciples one to another, had any man brought him all to eat? Jesus said, my meat. Is to do the will of him that what? And to finish my satisfaction. I eat to live, y'all. If I didn't have to eat, I wouldn't even bother with it. Wouldn't even bother with it. I'm just too busy doing other things. Mama used to call me when I was a kid. I playing ball. You playing ball? You know, when you playing ball out in the street, Milk. Come eat. Mama, I ain't playing ball right now. I'm like that now again. I'm too busy with the Lord to worry about eating. But some of you, your God is your stomach, though. You serve and worship what you can put in your belly. Is that what Paul says? Well, you are a target. You are a target for the enemy to come in. Is that what the Bible says? Praise God. Look at Luke 9, Luke 10. I'm going to be through now. I know I said that a while ago, but I'm going to be through. Look at Luke 10, 19. Praise God. God's preparing us, though. We're going to have to fast. That's what God, it's all God's saying, basically. I want my people to pray and consider a fast unto me. So you can be strengthened in your faith and be able to deal with what's coming in these coming days. Huh? A lot of us going to be targeted.
Amen.
Don't be surprised if your pastor don't be targeted.
Amen.
But I ain't worried about myself. I'm concerned about my family.
Yes, sir.
You can take everything I got.
Amen.
And until you hit me in the head with an axe, I'm still going to tell you the same thing.
Hallelujah.
Just that stubborn. But I do worry and concern about families.
Amen.
How sometimes we can bring things on everybody.
All right.
Am I right about that? Luke 10, 19. Behold, I give you power. Is that what we have today?
Yes.
Do you have power today? I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions over the power of the enemy. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. Is that what he said? Not nothing. Give me Ephesians 6. We're going to close it out here. Ephesians 6. Nothing. Nothing. Just keep that in mind.
Amen.
God has given us power, Daryl. And here's the thing about it. Listen to me. The devil know that.
Amen.
He know you. You wouldn't dare go pat me on my butt down there in that basement. I'm going to be rebuking and slinging oil all over that scoundrel. And he's going to death back. Huh? But I don't know about you now. Ephesians 6:10. Finally, my brothers. Praise God. Finally, my brothers. See, you can't fight this fight with guns and bricks and knives and sticks. We as believers, we have nothing to fight with like the world. We can't slander. Huh? We can't lie on people like they're doing right now. We can't stage these riots like they're staging right now. We can't do none of that. No bricks, no sticks, no knives. What do we fight with? Look at it. 10. Finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord, in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. There ain't no flesh and blood here, y'all. Huh? But against principality powers, against the root of darkness, against spiritual wickedness in high place. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor. You better dress up, y'all. Get you. Dress up. the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. That's today, 2021. And from here, it's going to get worse, and it's going to get worse, and it's going to get worse. Huh? Having done all, you still stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, the shield of what? Above all, Lord, help me. Lord, I'm going to fast, push my plate away, because I want my faith to increase. I need more faith, Lord, so I can stand. When everybody, all my friends, have gone away from you, Lord, I want to be still standing. When nobody loves me, nobody says anything good about me, I want to still stand. I just want to hear him say, well done. Maybe I'm all right. If God tell me well done, if the Lord tell me that I'm his child and he's proud of me, it don't matter what my mama think about me. It don't matter what my daddy and my kinfolk. It don't matter to me. I'm sold out. Above all, take the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked. God is calling for fasting for his people today. You fast. You ask God, what are you fasting for? Ask him what he knows what you need, but you know what you need too. Tell God what you need.
Amen.
And pray and fast. That's the combination right there. We've got to do more than we've done yesterday.
Amen.
Hmm?
Glory to God.
Amen. You don't have many friends as you think you have.
Amen.
That's what they keep telling me. My friends. When you enter into this zone here,
glory to God.
When you get into spiritual things like we're in now, you're going to find out how many friends.
Amen.
But you got a friend. In Jesus, amen. Every head bowed here today. Father, bless you. Thank you, Lord, for this word. We thank you, Lord, for the power that you've given us, Lord. Praise God, the knowledge you've given us, Lord, to close the door from these powers that are lurking in the dark, lurking all around us, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for giving us strength, Lord, that we might stand, and when we're done all, Lord, to still stand. Lord, touch every heart here right now. Father God, every believer here, those listening right now, Father God, by podcast, or whatever. I pray for more power and more strength in these last evil days we're standing in. Help us, Lord. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.